USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. U.S. bank regulator nominee Sally Omarova denied allegations of communist sympathies during a contentious Senate hearing on Thursday as her appointment looked increasingly in doubt amid skepticism from key moderate Democrats. Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy.
This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Chuck Schumer wants the Senate to pass President Joe Biden's social spending plan before Christmas. Standing in his way is the chamber's long to-do list, its rules referee, and more likely than not, Joe Manchin. The House on Friday morning passed $1.7 trillion in new funding to expand the social safety net, sending it to the upper chamber after months of infighting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it's the busiest travel week coming up of the... Well, okay, you've heard it before, but it is a very busy travel week with Thanksgiving coming up Thursday and some stormy weather is expected to affect a lot of people's travels. In the Midwest and later the upper Northeast, there will be heavy rain and high winds. Starting off the week, the conditions could cause air travel delays, just as tens of thousands of people across the nation are starting to head out for Thanksgiving. Travelers are advised to keep an eye on their airline's webpage to check for any possible flight delays. The IRS says almost all of the money it has seized through their criminal investigations unit over the past fiscal year was cryptocurrency, the unit recovering $3.5 billion in crypto over the fiscal year. That amounts to 93% of all its overall seizures. The Bureau is saying it expects it will seize even more crypto next year. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A runway collision involving two Air Force planes has left one pilot dead and two others hospitalized in southwest Texas. It happened at 10 a.m. Friday morning on a runway at Laughlin Air Base, and officials said that the crash involved two T-38C Talon trainer aircraft. Turning to weather, La Nina is back for a second straight year and gaining strength in the Pacific Ocean. The Federal Climate Prediction Center is saying there's a 90% chance of that snowy weather system sticking around through February. The high chance drops down to 50% come March, April, and May. Forecasters believe Oregon and Washington State will, because of this, have a much wetter winter than usual. Again, that's because of what's called La Nina. And if you Hulu, well, be aware they're raising prices again. The streaming service upping the price of its live TV subscriptions by $5 a month. But they'll also add ESPN Plus and Disney Plus, set to begin on December 21st. Hulu subscriptions with live TV will now cost $69.99 a month for the ad-supported version, $75.99 without ads. The hike comes about a year since the last price hike when the company upped subscription costs by $10 a month. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.